there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Passengers on Alan Air, put your hands up like you just don't care. This superstar DJ flies all over the world, spinning his wheels of steel. So he is perfect for Life's a Beach. His reputation is as huge as his hair. Go mad, go crazy, it's Jody Hart. Look who we've got on board, Jody Hart. Hello, woo. Jody, love.
Hiya, how are you?
Thank you for flying Alan Air, because there are other planes out there, but you chose me.
Yeah, but for long haul, baby, you're the best.
Yeah.
You've heard that before, haven't you?
Oh, I go all the way.
I do.
And I've got the graffiti in the toilets to prove it. Listen, what kind of a traveller are you? Do you like travelling?
I travel a lot for work.
I know.
And I travel a lot for pleasure.
Yeah.
I love it. I actually like it's travel is such a luxury because I didn't do it much when I was younger. So now when I get a chance, I'll go on like a really nice holiday and I like flying everywhere for work and stuff like that. So but the type of traveller, I'm quite an anal traveller actually. Oh. Yeah. I like to be very organized, get to the airport really too long in advance. I have like a constant fear of like missing flights or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a partner once, and he, if his name weren't called out over the tannoy, he hadn't had a good flight. Do you know what I mean? I like to get there early.
Me too.
It's like, oh, let's just go once more around Tyrak. I'm like, no, fuck that. We missed the flight. We're up shit creek.
100%. Yeah, I'm all about like 3 hours before takeoff.
3 hours is a bit much.
No.
And what do you do there? Do you have a little mince
round? I go to Boots and get some miniatures.
you're so like me.
Sit in the lounge for a minute or get a little pret or something, you know, something to eat, a little mooch about, people watch, yeah. To know.
So you said you didn't go do much travelling when you were younger. Where did you holiday? Didn't you have a holiday?
We used to go to Bournemouth.
Yeah.
The glamorous Bournemouth for like a week every summer. I had cousins there, so that would be our summer holiday.
Yeah.
And then I think when I was about 12 or 11 or something, went on a plane for the first time, went to Mallorca.
Oh, right. Do you like Mallorca?
Yeah, I've been back a few times, actually. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Amazing for, like, bike riding and stuff like that. But just went to
go bike riding.
I love a bike ride.
I can't imagine you on a bike.
No, I love it. I love a bike ride in the countryside.
Does the hair move when you go up?
Never.
Go up a gear?
No. No.
I'm worried about that bit, getting caught in the spokes. It's dangling down.
It is rock solid.
Do you pop it in the basket?
I do, yeah. I tuck it under an armpit and I'm like, off I go. But yeah, we went to Mallorca when I was a kid, and that was my first taste of like being somewhere hot and exotic. Yeah.
And now you've really got the taste for travel and you're like going everywhere.
I love a holiday. Oh. I do.
So tell us then, did you ever have a holiday romance abroad? Do you ever like a kiss or is there like a waiter in Greece or like a goat herder in Morocco or something?
I slept with twins in Ibiza once, but not at the same time.
Oh, was it Jedward?
It wasn't. No.
Sadly.
It was like on subsequent days. It was like one day and one
did
the other
day. Did you think it was the same one?
For a moment I did while I was talking to the other one in the club. I was like, last night was really fun. And then I worked out it was his twin brother.
Oh my God, yeah, were they identical in every way?
Yeah, pretty similar. Yeah, pretty comparable.
Oh, that never happens to me. I did have sex with Siamese twins once. No, I didn't.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that would be interesting.
That would be kinky.
One has to look the other way for it to stay legal.
One did a Sudoku and the other one.
Did the business.
Oh God, we're going to get Siamese twin charities having a go, aren't they? Should I say it was a joke?
No.
No one's going to fucking believe it, are they? Alan having sex, don't be stupid. They probably won't believe that bit. Oh dear.
No, that was in Ibiza.
Yeah. And how lucky did you get as a DJ?
You'd be surprised, not that lucky. Mm. No, I'm there for work. If I've got a show, I'm there for work. And yeah. Like, no one wants to fuck a clown anyway, did they? it takes a certain type.
Yeah. Well, no, we have gag-ags. Gag-ags.
What?
People who fancy stand-up comedians.
Oh.
You get fag-ags, don't you, for and gag-hags. Yeah. But I've never, ever...
seen the appeal.
No, I've never had anyone fucking knock on my dressing room door. No one. But there's a bit of power up there when you're a stand-up comedian. And I bet with a DJ, aren't there? But you don't get any...
I mean, I have.
Of course, yeah.
You know, there's been the occasional night you know, but...
You're not a nun, are you?
No, I'm definitely not a nun. But it's not a habit. I'm not like a player when I'm on the...
Pun intended. That's funny, isn't it? Nun habit. Yeah. Moving on. Tough crowd. Yeah. So, okay, this is what little I know about DJing, but this is what I think people think. You DJ everywhere, and these are really posh, influential clients, clientele. So they ring you up, they want you to DJ. You tell them how much. Do they put on flights for you and give you an amazing... hotel, amazing room.
Oh, yeah. I mean, back in the day when I first started, if I'd get a gig abroad, I'd be in economy. Mm. I've flown economy to Australia so many times. You know, I've put the work in. You know, I've really properly slummed it.
Yeah, of course.
But now I... You know, I like to travel in a slightly nicer way and get flights included and a nice hotel and that kind of stuff, you know, kind of earn my stripes, I think.
Of course, listen, no one, you've bloody put the effort in. Why shouldn't you? I mean, economy. I mean, I was thinking the other day, when I was a backpacker and I was skinned, I got one of those cheap flights and we went around Mexico.
Yeah.
And I remember an 18-hour bus journey.
Oh, my God.
We stopped for a wee, and then I went another 24 hours on a bus.
Oh, my God,
I can't do 24 minutes. I've got no patience. I'm sitting there looking out the fucking window. Cactus after cactus after cactus. I mean, the cities and towns are gorgeous. It makes it like Oaxaca and all that. But the journey, and you just put up with it back then. Yeah. You don't really care. But when you get older, you say, I do need a little bit of luxury.
That's the thing and to be able to lie down on a flight makes to have a nice thing. I get really bad jet lag. So if I can just do anything to sort of help sleeping patterns or something, it's bad.
Do you take the wig off when you're flying? Is it a wig?
It's not a wig.
Oh, sorry.
I've never been so insulted. What do you mean? What? My hair?
Yeah, that's not a wig.
That's my hair.
Okay, great.
No, I haven't.
Did you put it in the hole, in a cage? What do you do?
Well, interestingly enough, it goes on a polystyrene head surrounded by loads of plastic, almost like kind of bin liner material, layers and layers and layers of it. That goes inside a small suitcase and that fits inside my big suitcase and it gets checked in. and I pack around it.
Have you ever lost the wig?
Yes. Once I went to, I had a gig in the south of France. South of France. I got there and my luggage had stayed in Heathrow Airport. Oh, I flew God. BA from Terminal 5. And I think when they printed the tag out, they printed the return journey tag out. So it said like Nice to Heathrow as the final destination. So it didn't leave Heathrow. Yes, the machine thought it just, that was it. It was in its final destination. So got there, waited by the carousel. Nothing came out.
No.
I couldn't DJ. I didn't do the gig.
Oh, come off it.
Yeah, so I went back a few weeks later and did the gig.
Oh, we're just doing some podcasts. Don't worry about me.
I thought that was the wig, all right? That was,
the wig is back.
Oh, hello.
It's Callum.
Oh, oh my God. It's
back. Oh, Paddy. Yeah. People do think this is a flight. They're going to know it's not.
We've hit turbulence.
Should I get him out? No, he's fine. But I mean, are you all right with dogs?
Yeah.
I just told him to start mating with your hair.
See some of my friends. Jesus Christ. You know who my friends are.
So you didn't do the gig? You should have a wig.
No, I went back.
Wore a hat or something.
No, I know. I could have fashioned like a towel into like a turban. But I went back and did the gig a few weeks later.
Oh, okay.
We made it okay.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine that? The only way worse than that is getting to the carousel and seeing your wig come round on the carousel.
How embarrassing.
I mean, that is like,
has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. This is the wig. I've paid for this hair. I wish there was enough for a fucking wig.
In the unlikely event of landing on water when going down the slide, please make sure to take off your stilettos and your massive wig. Thank you.
What is the most decadent hotel you've stayed at?
I love the Six Senses Resorts.
Oh,
if I'm going
nice.
on every January, I go on holiday by myself.
Did you go, Iman?
I have.
Did you go with Iman? David. I always holiday. She loves Skeggy. I go with her. Who is it? It's Oman.
I have been to that one, yeah.
Did you paraglide
in? You paraglide into the resort.
But Rob Beckett paraglided
in. Oh, really? I didn't do it. I drove in. Yeah, but the
I'm
one
just
in
saying Rob Beckett with those. Can you imagine the wind getting behind Rob Beckett's teeth? The whistle. Can you imagine the strength of that whistle? When it's like he's flatlined. Wind gets behind, it ends up in Dubai. No, that's really rude. He's very lovely, Rob. Now, Karen, so you drove in.
I drove it. Yeah, and I love the Six Senses Resorts because they're just fucking beautiful.
Gorgeous,
and they're like. But they take your shoes off for you when you get there. So you walk around bare feet and it's all just like, everything's just like really lovely and done for you. Every January I take myself off to one of those and just, I go by myself. I don't go on holiday with friends in January. I just chill out on the beach by the pool, have massages.
Oh, that's just interesting.
Complete antithesis to like normal life, which is around millions of people in clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so nice. And do you feel you need to decompress?
100%. Yeah, it's essential for me. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? I mean, it's a persona, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a persona. You need to have a bit of you. Yeah.
It's like sort of like a recharge or something. Yeah. It's very, very important. I come back and I feel it's just so like raring to go. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on holiday and there's been a famous person on your flight or at your hotel?
Years ago, I was on an EasyJet flight and David Cameron was on the
plane. An EasyJet flight, David Cameron?
Yeah. David and, was it Sam
Samantha?
Yeah, and they had like a bodyguard person that kind of like stood up with them and sort of like shielded them a bit as they got off the plane. Yeah.
Because I saw a picture of Madonna on an EasyJet flight.
When she
lived in Portugal.
Yeah, I feel like people, private jets are expensive, right?
I know, tell me about
it. You
know? Sick of paying for them. Add it to me.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork. Just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology. Skincare with a face. Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him on an EasyJet, David.
Would
you have a panini? Did you spot
him? I didn't see it. I don't know.
Pringles, sour cream.
Yeah, definitely speedy boarding. Boarding. Was on first for sure.
Maybe he nicked your wig.
Oh my God. Was it that trip? No, it wasn't,
no,
it wasn't
that
trip.
I'm joking. Can you imagine that in the paper? That's kind of thing you get in Take a Break.
Yeah, 100%.
David Cameron stole
my wig.
And you're looking really pissed off on the front, folded arms. How adventurous are you with your food?
I'm pretty adventurous.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'll try anything once.
Yeah,
I'm quite like. Yeah.
We've had people on here. They've had crocodile. They've had David Holborn had monkey brains. I've had crickets in Mexico. We went to Mexico and they walk around the market with the crickets.
Maybe I'm not that adventurous. Actually, I wouldn't touch anything like that. Like bushwhacker challenge, kind of.
Well, that's
bush tucker. What's it called?
Bush
tucker.
What's your idea of adventure?
Sashimi. I don't know. Maybe I'm not very adventurous.
Wow, sashimi. Yeah. Oh, would you kill it yourself?
Yeah. No. Maybe I'm not very adventurous.
So you think going into an itsu is brave?
Yes. Maybe I'm not a very adventurous eater.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of things that are crazy that I've eaten.
Have you had frog's legs?
Nope.
Snails?
Oh, no. No way.
I'm not being rude, but I wouldn't class you as
adventurous.
With
maybe
your
I'm
food
not.
Palette.
No, I'm not. No, I'm pretty. No, I'm not then.
That's fine. I'm not. That's like I'm being mean.
I was like, yep, I'm really adventurous. Yes. I'll try anything once. Then I'm like, I've definitely eaten some weird mammals in South Africa. I've had, like, you know, antelope or something like that. But it just tasted like chicken.
Everyone says it tastes like chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not very adventurous eating.
You should say, what's the most adventurous thing you've eaten on twins?
Yes. The twins.
Oh, that's a bit.
But not
the twins.
Not the same. Subsequent.
No,
days.
I know. All right. I'm keep just it, saying.
Keep,
I'm
it
saying you
keep it legal. Keep it
legal.
It's also so hot in this
Thank
room.
Thank you. No, that's why I look like shit all
it
the time. It's so
hot.
And I've got
here.
A dog on me. What can I do?
You need better aircon.
Can you turn the aircon up, please, pilot?
Where's that little nozzle above the seat? Yeah, just a little thing.
I had a wonky light the last flight.
Did you?
Reading it shot up someone on the other side of the plane.
Do you know what I hate when
that's,
I'm on a plane?
A budget.
I hate when you're sat next to someone and they're coughing the whole way and you're just like, have you ever had that? The whole way they're like...
Yeah,
you just
think
I'm going to get ill when I get off this plane. And you just kind of don't. But it makes me huff and puff the whole way.
Yeah, that is. Is that your travel bug?
Yeah, I think so. People coughing really close to you.
Yeah.
Especially since COVID. And
I know,
you
know, I know. But then I wear a mask on a flight only because because of my age, I keep falling asleep and I just don't want any selfies or TikTok videos of me.
Oh, yeah.
With my mouth open.
Are you good at sleeping on planes?
No, because I do that.
Oh, the head thing. Yeah.
And then it kills my neck. And then I laugh at those people who get the little cushions. Like, oh, what a loser. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I wish I had one.
Every day. I buy one at bloody every airport.
Well, you're
I always
3 hours
to bring
early.
It.
No wonder.
I always forget to bring it with me, but they are quite useful, actually. I'm good at sleeping on planes.
Really?
I'm straight out like a light. Yeah.
And you have jet lag as well.
Yeah.
You can't complain about jet lag, can you? I have it really bad whenever I go to America. But it's like basically saying you stubbed your toe on a Lamborghini. No one has any sympathy.
It is a first world problem, isn't it? You're like, I'm on an epic holiday in Thailand and I woke up at 3 a.m. Yeah, it's like, shut the fuck up. You
know,
it's like a five-star resort.
On this caviar, help me. So you've got a big gig coming up.
I have a big gig,
Tell us. Outernet, my friends.
Yes.
Work with there, and it's amazing space, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful venue. It's right in the middle of London. It's by Tottenham Court Road. I'm doing a live show. All my tunes, all the bangers, big visual experience on that massive... Have you seen that?
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
That massive LED screen. It's like Vegas vibe
screen.
Yeah. And, I'm doing a show on the 18th of November.
And will you be playing your new single?
My new single, Celebrate. I absolutely will. Yeah.
So what is it? Is it a banger, classic banger?
Yeah, it's a bit sort of like French Disco. It sounds a bit like Daft Punk kind of vibes. It's great. It's my favourite song that I've ever made. So it's my favourite single that I've released. So.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Where's the strangest place you've ever played?
The strangest place? I DJed on a plane to New York on a Virgin flight as part of it. Were you on it?
Oh, so the
it's
gay
about,
one?
Yeah.
Sorry, LGBTQ
plus.
I plus.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm so...
Were you on that
cancelled. No, I wonder... Tom Allen and Susie Ruffle went on it.
Yeah.
I wanted to go. I love them.
I was the DJ and we hit turbulence and we all had to go sit down, get strapped in. Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. You
halfway
actually...
across the Atlantic, yeah.
Oh, would you just put like a...
Put on a mix or something, I think,
well,
yeah.
So like a club on a plane?
Yes, Attitude Magazine, I believe.
Yes, it was Attitude.
Attitude Magazine with... No, it wasn't, or was it? It was Virgin Atlantic for sure. The details don't matter at all, but we were on a flight.
Full of gays, lesbians,
full
and trans.
LGBTQ++. We were on a flight from London Heathrow to New York for Pride. It was the 50th anniversary of Pride. And halfway through the flight, I got up and DJed. And everyone was dancing on the plane. And it did. I'm sure it was completely safe. Yeah. But when you've got literally hundreds of people, a full flight, everyone jumping up and down. It didn't feel like we should be doing that. I'm sure it was completely safe.
Yeah, of course it was.
But
yes.
You know, it felt, and I was DJing right by the fucking, by the door, fucking door, by the emergency exit.
Fuck, not just the door,
and
the
everyone
fucking
was,
door.
Everyone was drunk, falling into the door, and I was just there. And you know that those doors can't open mid-flight because of the air pressure, I was just thinking there's going to be like 500 fucking gays like plunging to their death in the middle of the Atlantic. This is going to go down in history.
Yeah.
That's when all those gays, remember when all those gays died on that plane to New York?
It would be camp.
Yeah, it would have been
camp.
Oh, what a way to go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Death at the Disco.
Yeah. Oh. Wish we crashed.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Wish we plummeted to our death.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm serving crash realness.
Yeah.
That is pretty.
That's
amazing.
A good place to DJ, right? Yeah. I've DJed at some weird places, but I think above the Atlantic Ocean, that's got to be the best.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting vibes from you, party, but obviously a workaholic as well, I don't know. But you need your downtime.
Essential.
Don't you? That's it. Yeah. I'm seeing that now.
Love a spa, love a massage, love a holiday. I love to like decompress, plug into a bit of energy.
Yeah, I thought you'd say Enya then.
Put Enya on. I love Enya.
Oh,
bangers. Yeah. Bangers only from Enya.
Do you ever mix any Enya?
I haven't done yet, but...
Orinoco flow.
I've been inspired to now. I think I will. Classic.
Do you do any culture, Joe? Will you go to the Louvre or like an art museum or a ruin?
I hate culture. No, I don't.
We all just pretend to like culture.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. I'll do a little bit. I'll do a bit of the local history. I'll sample a bit of the local whatever.
Good for you, love.
I prefer to be by the pool, but because also we've got the internet nowadays, so you can also just go on YouTube, can't you, and kind of like watch.
Yeah, it's like being there, isn't it?
100,000%.
That's why it's on there for.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed. Yeah.
Or just get a hologram to go there with you, and then you don't even have to leave the pool.
100%. And with Photoshop, you can even pretend that you were there as well.
Do you know what I have? This is the worst thing ever, and I can't really describe it, but it is really upsetting. The way I look in photos, I always look like I'm superimposed.
Oh, really?
It's a really bad thing to have. I just look superimposed.
Well, I wonder why that is.
I don't know, but I've just got the outline of my face.
You
must
look
just look...
Like a cutout.
Yeah, I look like a cutout. Maybe it's because I'm dead behind the eyes.
Yeah, I think it's that. It's probably the facial expression.
Yeah, I've been to some lovely places, but I look at it and then people, was you really there? I'm like, yeah.
You needn't have bothered.
I know. Yeah. I must have just paid for the fucking... cut out to go there.
Here's the Eiffel Tower. Who cares? Could have just done it on Photoshop.
Well, listen, you're 100 years old.
No, I'm not.
No, fuck off. Let me finish the set. You look 100.
I'm 21.
No, you're 100 years old.
Yeah.
You're sitting on the rocking chair.
Yeah.
Looking at where do you want to be in the world? Where, what place in the world do you feel like is home?
Oh, I've actually, it's somewhere that I've never been, but Palm Springs. Have you been to Palm Springs?
Oh, yeah, I've been to Palm Springs.
I feel like I
love it. Old people and gays.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like I'm going to end up like Liberace, yeah, living in Palm Springs in some camp villa,
yeah,
with a pool boy,
oh, yeah,
loads of dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's such an odd place because you're still in the desert, but odd in a fabulous way.
Yeah.
And then I went to Melvin's, which is where the apple martini was invented,
right,
and Frank Sinatra got married there. So it is proper old school and there's a singer there and you're just sitting at the bar and you feel like, you know,
sounds
what I mean?
Fabulous. Yeah,
yeah. Ava Gardner's going to walk in, or, you know, Lauren Bacall or something. Yeah. She's just got that really.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll love it.
I feel like that. And yeah, I've never been, but I'm dying to go.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
And we're about to start our descent. Mint tea or mojito?
Oh, mint tea. Oh, well, I'm on holiday, right?
Yeah.
A mint tea?
Yeah. Not a mojito?
A mint tea.
Do you not drink?
Not really.
Oh.
No.
That's fine. No, I'm one of those awful people. You don't drink.
Just one.
No, fine.
I love a mint tea.
Mozzie Guard. No, thanks. I'm hard. Will you have Mozzie Guard?
Mosquitoes?
Yeah.
I get eaten alive.
Yeah. Where's the weirdest place you've been? Because I would come be at kind of overshare.
What, ball bag?
Ball bag.
Have you? Really?
Mosquito ball bag.
They eat me head to toe. It's
why
terrible.
Go there, though? Why?
I don't know.
He must have gone up my leg.
Your tasty balls.
Yeah.
Oh. I've heard about your tasty balls.
Yeah, but it went up my trouser leg. And I'd like chinos on. That's a long way to go for very little. That poor mosquito. Must be like that gay flight you're on.
Yeah.
Alcar or Algarve, would you rather go on holiday with me or go to Portugal?
Where are we going?
How rude. Everyone goes, Alcar. All right.
I'd go on holiday with you.
But more than Portugal.
But where would we be going? It's all about the destination. If we were
Lisbon.
Oh, look, fabulous.
That sounds. Go to Lisbon.
I'll go to Lisbon with you.
Go on then, okay.
Yeah, a quick city break.
Yeah, a city. I do love Lisbon. I went there. Well, it's gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah.
And no
yeah.
one ever thinks of going there.
No,
and
it's
so
beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Algarve's down the road, isn't it? From isn't it all in
yeah,
the same
yeah,
area?
Yeah, yeah, we're up down the
oh,
road.
I'll do both in one,
yeah,
one trip.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We do a drive down. Gorge.
I'm on Skyscanner now, booking yeah. these lovely flights. Tip 'em or fuck 'em? Do you like to tip or you're like, oh, here's the tip. Oh, fuck them. I'll never see him again.
Can I tip after I fuck them? Tip them after I fuck them. Am I a tipper?
Yeah, do you like to tip or do you think, fuck you, I'll never see you again?
I'll tip. Not extravagantly, but...
By the sounds of it. Yeah. I'll tip. What, like a pound?
Yeah, I'll leave a little 15%.
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah.
And I mean, what I hate as well, when they've been really rude and then when the receipt comes, they draw a fucking smiley face. I'm like, no, that's the only 100%. Smile I've seen in the last hour.
In America, though, you have to tip so much now. When even like if you're just getting a Starbucks or something, and then it comes up on the iPad as you go to tap, and it's like 20%, 25%, or 30%.
I know,
so
not
much.
For a cup of tea. They take the piss. And then I've stayed at hotels. I've said this before on here, but you know, when you get a sun lounger,
yeah,
and then they're hovering around, you've got to give them a bloody tip for getting the sun lounger.
To sit down.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Because I've just been taking my own salad.
Yeah, of course.
There. Why is that poor boy scowling at me?
For doing quite little.
Yeah, but for handing me a fucking towel. I can get my own towel, love.
People should be, like, paid fairly as well, you know. And
yeah,
you
but that's not my fault.
No, this is true.
Oh, I feel like I'm being mean.
No, yeah. You're like, I'm on holiday.
I'm on holiday. And these aren't cheap hotels.
No, true. They should be paying their staff more.
Sound like but you know what I mean.
I'll leave a tip. Yeah.
You leave a
yeah,
tip.
Yeah, no. A moderate tip.
Yeah, they won't be sacking the job off and retiring.
No,
getting a house in Palm Springs. But it'll be enough to not make them spit in your food.
They'll spit
in
my coffee afterwards or something. Yeah, totally.
Thank you so much, Jode. If you'd like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel,
hopefully
have you
the wig's
your...
in that. Fucking hell. I've heard luggage goes missing here quite
it
a
does
lot
on
this airline.
What luggage?
Yeah, exactly. It's worse than Ryanair.
You don't even pack it up.
Yeah.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you, Jody. That was so much fun. And of course, you can check out Jody's DJ set at an Everyone's Invited rave at London's hottest new venue, the Outnet, on November the 18th. Whoop, whoop. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't you ever forget. Thanks for being.